I do love you ladies, though, man. I got out of a relationship recently, and it was the first time I've lived with a woman. I learned a lot, man. And the number one thing I learned is that I was going to be late to everything. It didn't matter where we were going or how long ahead of time I told her we were going to be late. And I'd be like, look, we're running late. We need to get out there. I just need 15 minutes. And then 15 minutes would turn into a two-hour fashion show. And she's in the bedroom getting ready with that techno shit, that shit that's got the same beat over and over. It's like, I can't find anything to wear. You're making my vagina hurt, okay? Why don't you go put your good sweats on? Have you seen my camel-colored purse? Have you seen your motherfucking watch? Have you? Why is that always the last thing you ladies put on? You guys need to fucking put that on first and then get ready. So you can go like this. Yeah, I'm late. What do you think would best accessorize this purse? The fucking seatbelt, okay? Get in a goddamn car. Get in a car. And ladies like to entertain. You guys entertain. You have friends come over all the time. And every time there was a friend coming over, there was a new rule. Now, she pulled me aside one time. She's like, all right, my friend Kim is coming over. And she has a lazy eye. I can't say anything? No. Like, that's like asking Superman to take a cab. And Kim came over and she was like, hi. Are you talking to me? I'm sorry. Donna didn't probably tell you, but I have a lazy eye. Kim, that's being a little generous, baby. That motherfucker's laid off. Unemployed. And this girl was never sexual. I couldn't get over it, man. She never wanted to have sex. Getting laid was like renting a cabin. How often do you do that? Oh, this is a big cabin renting audience here? Okay. Suck a dick.